Roger, yeah, I didn't know about all that. I get why you have to get rid of all that paint. For I'm assuming the RF signals to travel through and like not get interfered with. But yeah, that's I don't want to take up that challenge of coating that with a soldering iron. Mine pushes. Where is mine? I know it goes to. Let me check. I'm looking at it right now. Goes to 450 degrees Celsius, so I don't know how many degrees that is in Fahrenheit. But really quick, about the guy jamming that Lapeer, WA Lapeer repeater, how did you track him down? And, like, what was he doing to jam it?
It wasn't intentional, and it wasn't malicious, and thankfully we're self-policing, but I used that three-element tape measure antenna. Now, look, when I say you got to clean the paint off the end, it's just the ends, the inside pieces, because the middle element, you cut it in half, and then, you know, you make two pieces separately, and the paint you got to remove to flux it in order to solder to the steel. You're soldering to steel. And then once you get that harder solder on, you can solder to that with the soft solder. And, you know, the little copper hairpin match is really nothing. But I got mad one night and went and bought enough parts and built two of those. And the next night, or the night after that, maybe two nights, I listened to them on input. And I had another receiver there listening to the output of the repeater. And I drove from Columbiaville, and he was over by the Lapeer Airport, the G.B. DuPont Airport. And I was really discouraged towards the end because I rolled up on a trailer park, and I thought, oh, no, oh, my God, there's got to be 100 trailer houses there. It's over in Lapeer, over by the airport, the trailer park is. And then I start folding elements to kill the gain, and then I rolled up close, and then it got so loud I just unplugged the antenna, stuck my finger in the end of it, and it come, there were three houses that were close to me, so that's how I got him.